Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in and listening to Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio. I am your co-host, Asiya. And on today's show, we will be having our very gifted psychic, Rain, returning to us after a few months. And she will be sharing some of her intuitive insight on some upcoming events. Before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com. Okay, I'm having one second.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
All right. So now we're going to have our host, Ms. Laota Rasool, give us the book of the week. and then we will get started with our show. Ms. Lauder, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
And greetings and salutations, everyone, in Lakesh. What a wonderful Wednesday for us to be together. Today's book is Grain Brain, and it's the surprising truth about wheat, about carbohydrates, and about sugar, because they are your brain's silent killers. And this is by Dr. David Perlmutter and Christian Loberg. Perlmutter is a renowned brain specialist, and he is an MD, and he blows the lid off the topic about carbohydrates, about cholesterol, and the things that we have been misled on, the things that medical literature has avoided sharing with us, that sugar and carbohydrates are really destroying our brains. And, of course, our brains are our interface to the spiritual realms. So it's very important that we take care of our brains. And this last week I recommended Brain Maker, also by Dr. Perlmutter. And I hope that some of you have gotten that book. It's really extraordinary. This one also is excellent. So, again, the name of it is A Grain Brain, The Surprising Truth About Wheat, Carbs, and Sugar, Your Brain's Silent Killers. Now, this book is available for those who do not have an Audible.com account as a free trial offer. You get the book for free. And if you already have a membership, instead of the regular price of $21, the book was $14.95. So we highly recommend this as you can finish up your summer reading with this book, because it's very important. Most of us have very strong misconceptions about carbohydrates and cholesterol. So I hope you'll enjoy it. And thank you all so much for joining us today. We're so excited. Rain, who is a very gifted psychic who was part of our show for every month for a long time, has been traveling. She's been abroad. She's been doing a lot of things. She is going to be joining us in our upcoming event. And Rain, are you there? I want to introduce you and let everyone know about you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, oh, there you are. Well, I'm so happy to have you here. Rain has been so instrumental in helping so many of the DNA family through their daily experiences with her very gifted ability to work in the psychic realms, and so we're so pleased to have her back joining us today. So welcome, Rain. Thank you for joining us and coming back.
Thank you for inviting me. I love my family.
Rain, would you tell, I know some of our listening audience know you and some are just being introduced to you, but would you share a little bit of the excitement of your experiences? You've been traveling abroad, and just share a little bit about that with us today, and then whatever you'd like to talk about, we can talk about.
Okay. Well, I guess I can start with, for almost, I'm going to say about 3 years, I've been trying to relocate, and things finally kind of like straightened themselves out. Early, I would say probably around last year sometime. So I'm relocating to Ecuador, and the only way I can explain it is it called me. So it was many things that kind of led me to that journey, but the most significant one is I was getting like a geometric shape every time I would go take a shower, you know. it was a bathroom window, and I really didn't quite understand it felt like it was a geometric shape. And then I started doing some research. All I really did was just I Googled it, and I found out it was a medicine wheel for the four directions, north, south, east, and west. So I looked into it a little bit more, and I spoke to you. I guess you remember that. It's probably about a year ago. And, you know, I asked you, where did you go to school and things like that. So I did go to Charmin School over in Chile. And then just all kind of interesting things have been happening. But I think you know that that's your gift, you know. You bring out the healer in us. And so that's what actually started me on a traveling journey and being called to South America. The energy is in a mountain. It's a mountain, rather. It's about 8,500 elevation. I was born at sea level. It appears that I'm not really having any motion sickness or anything like that. It feels like I was meant to be in the mountain. So it feels very clear to me. It feels very good. As soon as I put my feet on the pavement, I felt like I was at home. I was welcome, like I was one of them. As a matter of fact, many people thought I was Ecuadorian until I opened my mouth. my Spanish is very limited from high school, but I'm trying to learn it. So that's what I've been doing for the last several months.
Well, it's so exciting. I was blessed to be the recipient of a wonderful gift from your shaman training, because I want to share with everyone that Rain climbed up a mountain that had a crystal cave and had luminous beings in the mountain. And it was a very arduous journey, but she got a crystal for me and brought it back, and I'm very pleased to have it, as it's very significant and it was very important for me to have that. So your journeys have been interesting and vast, and we're so happy. And I know that you're going back soon, and before you go back, you're going to be joining us at the Quantum Light Property Clearing class, and I was hoping we would talk a little bit about your impressions about it for the listening audience today, if that's all right with you.
Sure. You know, the thing that strikes me more than anything, it really doesn't matter what the class is actually called, because what I keep hearing being equal is it'll always be the Lyotah Rasu school. It's like people are going to always drop the name, okay? And they're just going to start referring to it as the Lyotah Rasu school, because it's something about your name that when you say it, it has a certain vibration to it. It's also a healing vibration, but it's something about the name that you have to say the name, because it does some kind of transforming for the soul, okay?
Well, I hadn't heard that before, but that's very interesting. That's very interesting based on some things I know. Quite interesting.
And also, you know, like looking at the class, like it feels like the first wave are primarily the practitioners that have been called for, okay? This is not their first time, okay, being practitioners. I think it resonates with many of them. I think they know who they are. I think they can, like, feel it in their bones that they're meant to be a practitioner. I'm getting at least about 10% of these students or practitioners are going to become quite well-known and famous for their uniqueness, because I'm looking at these specializations or techniques that they're doing that are not yet known. It's like they're going to take what they learn in a class and they're going to put their own twist to it, like what they bring from the past with them, okay?
Yeah.
It feels like some of these are ancient techniques that have been lost over time. So it's going to appear that these are new techniques. So it's going to be like emerging. They're going to be picking up where they left off in other lifetimes, and they're going to be adding on new things for the new souls who are arriving. So the things that you're doing are quite different than the average practitioner, okay?
Oh, that's interesting, Rain. Also, go ahead. If you have something else, that'd be great.
Well, go ahead. I'm going to save that other point.
Well, I was actually going back to something from before you started talking about it. I was going to go back to how you ended up coming to the class because you thought it was not going to be possible. But you were, if you'll tell the story instead of me, it's your story.
Okay. Well, when I first heard the date of the class, I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is the same time that I have to go to Chile. And because I really wanted to see my family. I wanted to see my DNA family. For all of you guys, I don't even know if you realize, because I've never even seen Leota before. We always seem to miss each other. You know, even when she came to Chicago, I never got a chance to see her. And she was supposed to come back, but things happened, and we never got a chance to see each other. So I so wanted to come to see her and the rest of my family. And so, you know, as time went on, I kept getting this urging. You know, this was my mom that passed away. She's like, you need to go back and look at your schedule. And I was almost certain that the days overlapped because I had to go back to Chile to finish off some training. And when I looked at the schedule, I was due to arrive in Chile the day after the class. So somehow I was able to put it all together. It was not easy because some of the flights were unpublished. I found a very special person who worked very diligently with me, made it all happen. And so I'm happy to say that I'm going to go, and then I get a chance to see everybody. So to me, that is so special. I can't even begin to connect the faces with the energy, okay? So I'm really excited. It just feels like this is, I'm being told, the great reconnection, when we meet. The DNA family.
Yes, I most certainly agree, and I have that same sense. And this has been a very mystical process from beginning to end. The whole process of getting to the class. When I moved to Florida 3 years ago, I shared with Asiya, I'm going to have a class. I don't know when. In Florida, and this is the first class I'm having here, and now we have another one coming up in October. So I'm really appreciative of your guidance, and not only that, but all of the souls who have been moving towards this eventuality, who will step into their destinies and regain their footing from previous times. I'm seeing it as a trigger, and I think that's what you're saying as well. This will trigger on very deep levels things that are beneath the surface but are in the bones, and then they'll come forward. And we have all kinds of people from all over the country, from all walks of life, who are joining us. So go ahead, Rain. I can feel you.
Yeah, I see some very, you're so gifted. I think people know it on some level. We know it. But I think when we get there, we're going to know it on a deeper level, what exactly you do. I'm seeing some very unique things are going to take take place in the class, you know, like surprises, okay, like the unexpected, I'm being told, okay. I don't know what all that means, okay. But it's like expect the unexpected and nice surprises that are going to come along with the class. And it's also reconnecting all the various beings that need to be there at that particular time. And it's like everything that has been asleep in these students has been reawakened. And it's like these dormant gifts are being shaken up and rearranged and causing a shift in a number of these students, okay? This is the primary reason why some of them can't sleep at night. I think you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I'm looking at also is definitely the chosen. You would never guess who they are because some of them are so meek and so humble. You know, you're not going to be able to determine if you were walking down the street how great these souls are, okay? But they have some idea that they are chosen, and they may not know why they're chosen, but they're coming forth.
I definitely agree. I think this is going to be very exciting.
Yeah. You know, you know you work with the sun, and there's something going on right now. It's like almost most of these students that are going to be this first wave of students that are going to participate this month and also next month, there's something going on with you work with the sun. It feels like we're working with the sun. And most of these students are grounding and they're out in nature and they're feeling quite good about it. But it's something special that's going on because as the sun shines in on them, you know, it's like it's informing them, okay?
Yes.
They're being informed and they're getting all this information. And then it's like I see this portal and they're going through this portal. You know, and as they come out of this portal, you know, that's when the real healer emerges. And the portal is actually, you know, where you're having the class. You know, they're walking, you know, it's like as they come out of this class, it looks like a portal. And, you know, all these, everything is starting to shift and rearrange and, you know, they're more sure of what's going on. It's going to be all kind of phenomena being reported in the class, after the class, before the class. Some of them are already having experiences that they can't quite comprehend, but it's all going to come out, it feels like, when the great reconnection gets there and everything's going to start to make sense because some of the things that they're experiencing others are experiencing on the same level.
Yes, I think that's quite true. And in fact, we're closing out the class on Sunday. So the October class will be put on the website after Sunday for the next wave of students because this is a window of opportunity for this is, you know, getting to its end for this particular moment in time, for that particular experience, for those who are prompted to have it. So it's very interesting that you say it that way, because it was the choice of location was quite specific. It was very specific. So thank you for bringing that forward. I hope that most of those who are coming will hear this, if not now, in archives. Althea, did you have any questions to bring?
Yes, I had some things that I wanted to share, but I'll go ahead and play our mid-show commercial before I say anything.
Thank you.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Okay, I was taking in, everything that Rain was saying, and on Saturday I was prompted, like my body was led to go to a pool, and I was at the pool. I don't even know like exactly how long, but it was at least 4 hours, and I laid in the sun, and I ended up like in all four directions around the pool. It's like I would lay in the sun and just kind of leave my body, and then I would move to the next direction, lay there, leave my body. It was a really weird experience, but I know that there was something happening with my body and the information coming from the sun, and I was just like out of it. And I know there was a lot of activity in the month of July, and with that being the last day of the month, I felt like something dealing with this last full moon, and, you know, I don't know, I can't really explain it, but I know something happened to me on that day that I was in the sun. And since the beginning of the show, I really can't feel my body. Like, my body is just shaking. It's been shaking since we started the show, and I can't really feel my feet. I can kind of feel my hands, but like I'm just trembling on the inside. It's like my whole body is vibrating, and I'm just a little bit confused right now. So I would like some clarity from Rain and also you, Miss Leota, if possible.
Rain, do you want to go first?
Okay. It's two things really kind of going on. We're ending, it's really quite a special time because we had a blood moon, and then we went into a blue moon. You know the saying that you get once in a blue moon? And now we're going into another blood moon. So that's kind of unusual activity in itself. So what's happening is it's shaking you up a little bit, and it's cleaning you out at the core. I see a little resistance, but I do feel like everything is going to fall into place, because right now, we're being kind of, you know, wherever you need to be strengthened in certain areas is being worked on, you know. So you will be challenged, you know, like you've never been challenged before. You're going to this class, and like right when a break came and you played the message, what I was seeing was that when we go to the class, I see all these beings that are showing up. I didn't get any further than that. You know, all these beings are showing up. Are these your beings that you're working with, Leota?
Well, I have been, I'm not sure what you just saw, but I have been getting very clear understandings that the collective that I'm a part of will be there. And yes, you know, I'm not sure. I'm sure everyone will be accompanied. But yes, my group will most certainly be there.
It was not, the first thing I asked were there like our beings, you know, that we, you know, we all have our own particular entourage that we travel with. But I got a no to that. And I saw all these beings showing up, and they just looked very, very curious.
Well, let me say this too, that we'll be bringing a significant energy to this area. When we all join together, each of us is like a light. Each of us is like a sun in and of ourselves. When we all come together, it will create attention in the unseen world, and there will be other beings coming to see what's going on. There will. They'll be being informed as we are being informed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it feels like. And to answer Isaiah's question, you know, it's some things that, you know, you have to work on. I'm working on things also. I'm being shaken up to the core, okay? And things that are no longer useful, I have to let go so that I can evolve. And it does not feel comfortable, but it's necessary if I want to evolve.
We are all in that process. All of us are. And I love the analogy. I like to say that we're like a flock of birds. We're moving towards our ascension together, although we're individual, and we're all also operating as individuals with our own, what we're doing and where we're going, but we're all still moving towards ascension and towards assisting humanity. So in that way, we're moving together. And not everyone is in the same position in the flock in terms of their, you know, how old their souls are and how much they have done before, but it doesn't really matter, because if you were born at this time, if you are here right now, it's because you have been specifically allowed to be here to help what's about to take place in our experience, in the experience that has not yet revealed itself. So everybody is perfectly in their right place, and if you have aligned yourself with these frequencies, then there are others who are in the same frequency, moving at the same pace, so you can get that tailwind, you can move together and make a greater impact, if that makes sense. Corrine, did you have anything else on that?
No. It looks like what you said is very clear. It's very needed, and it feels it still feels good. You know, the shifting, you know, the shifting and the things and the cleaning, and it's like we're being prepped to go to this class.
Right. And it really feels wonderful from my perspective is too. It really feels, I feel almost pregnant. I feel like, ooh, the baby's going to come. The baby's coming. The baby's coming at the end of the month. That's what it feels like to me. And I think I feel that way because I'm sharing information that I have evolved into over many decades that I haven't shared before. And I'm so happy to be able to bring it forward. And I think the successive classes, you know, as we move on, when this class moves forward and each person goes and starts to be in the frequency of what they have learned and integrated, and the next class comes forward, that this really becomes a movement. And I've said this on the air before, that I see a movement where this will start cleaning properties all over the country in various places, and it will make a significant difference in the lives of humanity. And others will learn, and others will do it, and this will make a big difference. Are you getting anything on that?
Yes, yes, yes. I forgot all about that. I do see some areas. This is in the United States, that in one state in particular, is very prominent, and one of your students is going to be leading. I've already given away, I said she. but nobody knows who it is, probably, but me and you, because you're probably reading my mind or something. But listen, I do see a particular student that's leading something, and this particular, in the way that she does it, bring a lot of recognition, and she does become famous, and she takes it and she makes it commercial. You know, she takes the mysticism out of it and bring it. You know, and it's going to become ordinary, even though it's extraordinary.
Yes. Every day, yeah.
Like, you have to clean your property. You have to do this in order to get this. And, you know, the businesses are coming to her. And, I mean, it's on the news. It's, you know, and it makes national news, okay, not just local. But I'm just seeing now that it also goes national. She's very good at it. Very good at it, and great business.
She's properly prepared for it. She's properly prepared.
Yes. Nobody knows who this is but you and I, and it's just so exciting. But, you know, I see others, too, you know, because at least 10% of them do become quite famous doing this. But they got their own techniques. They take what you've given them, and they're taking these ancient gifts, and they're, you know, they're putting it all together, and they're doing their thing. This is really, it's nothing like anyone else is doing.
I agree. But the future of this, it's wonderful individually. It's wonderful spiritually, but it's also wonderful collectively for everyone who lives on the planet, because it's not going to just stay here. And the more people who do it, the clearer and cleaner our children, our grandchildren, the world that they come into and what they see and what's imprinted upon them. It's a significant idea. And that's one of the reasons I asked you to come on, because I knew that you could see the idea beyond the obvious, and wanted to make sure those who are not coming to this class know there's going to be another class. And the preparation is necessary, so it's necessary to prepare yourself. Not only are we preparing you, but there are others preparing you at night while you sleep, and preparing you in these days before the classes. There's great effort to make sure that everyone is successful. So it's more than a class. Go ahead, Ray.
You know, the whole thing about the sun is coming up. You know, it's like the sun is our best friend. I have to stay out in the sun, because it cleanses me, okay? And it's also informing me, but it's grounding me on some level. It's totally different than anything I've ever felt before, because of the deep cleansing and the preparation that we're getting It's like you have to make that connection and get in the sun.
Absolutely. And it's interesting about the sun, too, because in our innocence as beings, as innocent beings, the sun is our best friend. But as we get more and more toxic, the sun becomes a hazard to our bodies. But as we clean ourselves, then we start to be able to experience the life-giving vitality from the sun. So it's very interesting. You know, some people say, well, I can't go in the sun. It makes me sick. I say, well, it's all about your toxic load. And it's not just your physical toxic load. It's your spiritual toxic load. And people avoid the sun because of the toxicity of their own experience. So as you clean the luminous field, the ability to be one with the light is so satisfying, and it's just, you know, an exquisiteness. There's an exquisiteness about it. Are you experiencing that?
Yes. Yes. It's so beautiful. I can't even, I feel like using words can't even describe it. It's just it's putting me in a place that I've never been, okay? Even though it's a lot of things being shaken up and all of that, it's like as soon as I get in the sun, I get informed on some level. And I can't even tell you what this is that I'm getting, but I know I'm being informed on some level, okay? But you just described it perfectly, and I just feel like we're going to get a better glimpse or a personal glimpse of you in a class that we've never seen before.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. Do you have any? We're about 15 minutes before we have left of the show. Did you want to cover something? Anything else specific to this? I definitely am so happy that you have come on today to share your impressions about what we will all be sharing and what everyone has an opportunity to share with us. Everyone has an opportunity to do this. There'll be classes in the future, but we are specifically making these classes small enough and intimate enough, yet large enough to be powerful and small enough so you don't get lost in the shuffle, so that everybody can get what they need, because it's that important. It's really important. So was there anything else that you wanted to cover with any of the DNA family?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say I'm so honored to be in the class with you, Leota. I see how special and how unique this is and how important, and I'm just so honored. And on top of that, I get a chance to meet my DNA family. So I'm just happy. I'm just so happy.
You know, I feel exactly the same way. It feels to me that the most important thing that I have ever learned is to be patient enough for this day to come, to be able to move forward and share what has accumulated inside of me. And waiting for, you know, stilling myself to wait for exactly the right moment when everything is lined up, the stars and the sun and, you know, the blood moon is coming right behind us. And they're already, those of us who are part of the blood moon, it's already activated in us and being worked on now. So all of this counts. And there's just, we have so many relations in the unseen world that are urging us forward to step into our power, to be who we are, to revive the skills and the gifts that we have had from the past. And there's no coincidence that the ones who show up will be the ones who show up. I feel the same experience of being honored to be with the souls who will be there during this short time that we'll have together, but it'll be enough. It'll be enough for all of us, and I'm just very grateful to have made my patience wait, because had we done this sooner, it would not have been the same experience that it will be. So I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yes, I can't wait. So what? It's another 3 weeks, so maybe about 21 days, so and I get a chance to see everybody.
Now, I'm hoping that we are having this show just in time for the, you know, it takes 21 days to change a habit. It takes 21 days to create something new in your experience. So all of those who are coming and those who are not coming, you have, you know, you can be with us spiritually, but you have 21 days to, so to say, bring yourself into gratitude, bring yourself into the idea of love, and bring yourself into the idea of forgiving yourself so that you can grow and expand at the height and at the greatest extent possible during this period of time, whether you're in the class or whether you're not. Take the 21 days and transmute your energies into those of forgiveness and loving and happiness so that you'll be ready to receive. Come with your hands open, not with your hands full of what you already had in the past. I think that's a very important aspect. And I'm really excited about this experience. That's why we wanted to devote the whole show to it today, because of the significance of it. So on Sunday, and I mentioned this earlier, on Sunday we're going to take down the, on the homepage we have the information about the class. It'll come down, and the new information for the October class will go up. So anyone who has any questions or anything, you can just email us or contact us about that. But we're at the point at which we're about to close that this class and start on the next class. Do you have anything else, Rain? Or Afia, do you have anything?
No, I'm just shaking a lot, so I'm taking everything in.
Well, drink some water.
Yeah, I am.
Have a drink of water. Okay, so you shook up the world, Rain.
Well, thanks for having me, you and Isaiah. I enjoy it so much.
I want you to Rain, while we were on the show, I was getting texts from people who were coming to the class and people who recognized that they'll be at the class and what's going to be happening. So we really love having you on, and I really appreciate you. If you'll just hang around for a minute, we're going to do our final commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll all part in peace. So
okay.
You will just
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
We also have a caller. Would you like to take the call?
Okay, we will. Rain, can you stay around for the caller?
Sure.
Okay, great.
All right, this is area code 727, last four digits 7278. Your mic is unmuted. Area code 727, last four digits 7278. Your mic is unmuted. And you may have your phone muted.
Welcome.
Check your phone to make sure you're not muted.
Are you there? Do we have someone there?
Well, I don't think they're aware. Okay, so.
Oh, okay.
All right. We can continue.
Well, actually, we're going to end the show. And, again, thank you, Asiya, Rain. It was just really a pleasure to have you here. Will we be seeing you again in the future, Rain? Will you be back to interact with us, or will you be gone?
Always.
How long
always,
will you be gone?
Always, always. This is my family. I'm always, hopefully I'm always welcome.
No, you will be. You're definitely always welcome. Maybe we can hook something up from Ecuador and have you on Skype and do something in the future. But I know you're going to be gone for a while, right?
Yeah, for maybe about 90 days, and then I'll come back, and then I'll probably just stay situated for a while.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again so much. We really appreciate all of your insight. It was really a perfect point. You brought so many ideas that were needed to be shared forward. All of this is in divine form. Thank you. Thank you all, audience. And Rain, will you make sure you give your website before you go?
Oh, yes. I forgot all about it. I was so excited. Okay. www.yourenergytherapy.com. I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Love you too, Rain. And everyone can go to Rain's website, and you can have personal experiences with her psychic ability. You can be guided through what you need to do. Just go on to the website and find her. Thank you, Asiya. Thank you, everyone. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Rain. I love you all. Everyone, have a beautiful day.
All right. Bye-bye.